Having worked with clients on 6 of 7 continents, it seems only fitting that this Buffalo-born Irishman write this book in Germany while on a pseudo-vacation visiting family and friends, and providing career guidance to millennials and Gen Zers. As for the 7th continent, Antarctica, yeah, I'm still working on that one. I'm a nationally certified professional career coach who's worked with established professionals, new graduates, and job seekers seeking management positions in their field or individuals seeking to enter new fields altogether. I've published extensively on career-related topics including resume writing, cover letter writing, and conducting job searches. This book builds on earlier award-winning guides I wrote providing career advice for job seekers. Whereas my previous writings looked at resumes and cover letters, here I wanted to tackle the craft of job interviewing. Frankly, it's an art of sorts, performing for an audience, portraying the role of a successful employee when you've never really worked for the employer in the first place. That's what you're really doing, though. In an interview, a good job interviewer will put you to task to see how you'd address a given situation. Likewise, a good interviewer will take stock of how you carry yourself with others. If you represent yourself poorly before, during, and immediately after the interview, that will say a lot about how you represent the employer, should they hire you. Fair or not, these are the concerns interviewers have and will explore during the interview. So preparing to excel during any interview is crucial. Think of an interview as a performance, and for many respects, it is. Yet those of us with acting backgrounds have a slight advantage here. Now, per my mother and father's regulations, you should always treat others with respect and decency. Be compassionate and understanding to even those who disrespect you. I'm assuming everyone always follows my parents' rules. That said, I've battled anxiety my entire life, specifically a severe case of obsessive-compulsive disorder. For me and many others, being gregarious in unfamiliar and familiar settings is difficult to say the least. Yet in an interview, you must be outgoing and introduce yourself to interviewers, as well as other staff that you encounter, because you never know whose feedback a would-be employer will consider regarding your candidacy. Like those secretaries that the job interviewee shrugged off and was cold to, interviewers will often ask them how the candidates treated them. In interviews, I'm a mess, to be honest with you. Yet for all interviews, I practice my performance, which is what makes a huge difference. This book is geared toward helping you prepare for that interview performance. If, like me, you have a medical condition that makes it difficult to speak or otherwise perform in public settings, that issue is taken into account here. The reality is that rarely does someone get hired because of their resume and/or cover letter that they submitted. Those documents are more for landing the job interview. Consequently, the interview performance is key to prep for. And for those with severe anxiety, you must practice in handling that anxiety. On a side note, I urge anyone with a medical condition and/or battling anxiety to reach out to a therapist for assistance. This book in no way can take the place of a trained medical practitioner. I waited until I was 35 before I sought help, and the help I received has made life better and my anxiety much more manageable. So please, ask for help, because there's no shame in getting assistance when it's needed. Trust me. We all need assistance from time to time. Actually, a lot of advice contained here was given to me by my parents and mentors. I'm just passing along the advice. Now, what about my success rate? Outside of freelance writing where I bid on jobs, I've applied for 8 jobs over the past 25 years. I successfully secured 7 of those 8, and I've received some very positive feedback on how I interviewed from 5 of those 7 employers. My first couple of jobs, I never really sought any feedback, so I can't give specifics on how I fared in those interviews. I got the job, though, and both of those employers have served as references for me in future job searches. I think that speaks volumes. As for my clients, I can't conceive of a method for calculating rates of success because I presented conferences and lecture for classes on interviewing skills continually. I have no idea the ultimate number of those who have heard my advice. As for those who've worked one-on-one with me to prepare for an interview, more than 90% have obtained a job or a second interview after working together.